We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
This
is After Sunday.
Welcome back to After Sunday. It is me, Sky, with my co-host.
I'm Alex.
How are you doing today, Alex?
I am cold.
It is cold.
And icy.
Yes.
And anything that goes along with that.
Did you play in the snow at all?
We played in the snow. We took my little two-year-old out, and she had a blast the last few days. She had an absolute blast. It was awesome. Built a snowman. I woke up this morning. She the first thing she said, can we build a snowman today? I think it's a little too cold for that even. So all the snow that we had is now ice. But she had a blast.
That's good. So today, Craig's lesson, he had the lesson of our body's a temple. So we'll just kind of get into it.
And in the very first point he brings up, I really like, he talks about God's Spirit living in the Holy Spirit back in the Old Testament, living in the temple or living in the tabernacle. And I think, you know, there's a lot of places that I've been blessed to be able to travel. If you go to any of these religious sites, if you go to Notre Dame, if you go to the Taj Mahal, these places are kept immaculate.
Right.
I mean, there was scaffolding on the Taj Mahal when me and my wife went. And the way that they were even cleaning it, they weren't using a pressure washer.
Right.
You know, it was guys out there with brushes trying to do it in a way that would have honored the way that they did it several hundred or thousand years ago. And I think, you know, that's how we're supposed to treat our bodies. The way that they treat these buildings where they think divinity is, or tombs that they think the dead are, or where they have buried their dead, that that they take care of that with just such such care, such precision. And then we think, well, the Holy Spirit lives in us. Maybe not necessarily a good idea to eat Doritos at 11 o'clock at night, right?
Bummer.
But do we treat ourselves the same way that they would the buildings that they believe divinity lives in?
That's very true. And he was talking about, like, not overworking, which I think, like, overworking our bodies, which I think can be really hard. Because, like, last week we talked about how, like, people try to, like, work out and eat healthy in the beginning of the new year, but also, like, we need to, like, allow our bodies to rest. And that's just as important as, like, taking care of our bodies health-wise, because we can't serve God to the best of our ability if we don't allow rest.
And I'm glad you brought in last week where he talked about not having time. And I think what we're going to hear next week, he gave a little hint at.
Yes, he did, a little preview.
Maybe a little bit about the Sabbath. So,
spoiler alert.
Even though it's an Old Testament concept, we need to apply that as much today as we ever have because of how fast-paced everything is.
Right.
And taking a little time for rest, I think, is very important. And not that this is the issue that most people have today, but there is maybe overworking. So when we think about taking care of your body, I mentioned, you know, eating Doritos, or this time of year, people indulging in some hot chocolate or goodies around Christmas and New Year's and that sort of thing. But there is overworking. You see some of these CrossFit people or Mr. Olympia or whatever you may be watching, and you think, those people are in really good shape. They look like they're in really good shape. That's really hard on your heart and everything else for longevity and just overall health purposes, but you can go too far the other way and overindulge in exercise and that sort of thing. So there's two extremes, but there's a way that we need to be taking care of ourselves, and I think that's the point. There's a balance, there's a right way to do it, and it's not too far one way or the other.
Right. And Craig also mentioned, like, we are God's masterpieces. Like, he shaped us and molded us in his image. So just kind of like, I kind of thought of it like whenever you're like in a China shop or like a really expensive dish place.
How often do you think I'm in a China shop?
I guess not very often. Maybe our listeners also don't go to China shops, but just really a fancy place. And, you know, you're always walking very carefully and you don't want to break anything. And that's kind of like the image that I had in my head. It's just like God created us so perfectly, and we also need to take care of it because, you know, we're special to him, obviously. So there is, like you're saying, a balance of how to take care of ourselves.
Have you ever borrowed somebody's car?
Yes.
How do you drive that car when you've borrowed it?
Like I'm a grandma. Like, I don't, yeah, very, very carefully.
And I liked the next point that he kind of makes about stewardship or borrowing. Mm-hmm. These bodies aren't ours. They're right. They're on loan, right? Yeah. They're here for a short period of time. And another thing, you may drive your own car one way because it's mm-hmm. yours, and who cares what happens to it, right?
Right.
But these are on loan to us. And mm-hmm. when we drive them, when we go throughout our lives, take care of it like you would borrowing somebody's car.
That's
you
a
drive
very good
slow,
point.
You're mm-hmm. careful, probably fill it up with gas before you give it back to them. You might take it through the wash if it's somebody that takes really good care of it, but you're extra careful because you know it's not yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a couple of verses he hits there as well. And in 1 Corinthians 5:16, and I must have written that down wrong. Let me go to 6:19-20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Maybe something that was one of the later points that he hits, but how do we glorify God with our bodies? I think taking care of it's one way, but mm-hmm. but what else would I be missing there?
I kind of thought about like service, doing things to honor him. And that can be, you know, helping somebody out, you know, going to church, obviously, allowing times to like meditate and to pray. Maybe not something active, but you're allowing your heart to rest, your mind to rest, but you're still like serving him and giving the best that you can. Because like you're saying, if you overwork, no one's going to get the best out of you, including God. So that's kind of like where my brain went to.
Absolutely. How you serve and what people see. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, we're almost walking billboards for yeah. Christ. You know, there's the verses in the New Testament that talk about how people knew people were Christians, mm-hmm. and it was by their love. Mm-hmm. There's a song that we sing, they'll know they're Christians by their love. And wherever we go and whatever we do, there's a lot of applications this could have. But taking care of your body is one of those. If you see somebody that has it together, mm-hmm. if you will, if they're not gluttonous, they're not overindulging in things. They're not maybe at the other extreme and all they can do is exercise and that's all they can think about. That is representative of who you are and how you take care of not just your body, but other things as well.
And he mentioned we can't take care of ourselves if we're like in sin. And I'm probably butchering his point, but we can't honor our bodies and be involved in sin. Because like you're saying, the Holy Spirit dwells in us and they can't inhabit the same place. So that's another way where we're not taking care of ourselves if we're putting ourselves in situations where we're not giving the best to our bodies and to God.
And he does say, you know, you're connected to the Holy Spirit.
Yes, that's what he said.
And yeah. And I was sitting there thinking, you know, he gave the roommate example that I would probably butcher trying to recall it right now, but maybe not with a roommate, but who or what are you connected to?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're connected to the Holy Spirit, there's probably ancillary things that you're also connected to that go along with that, mm-hmm. that are Christ-like, that are good, that purvey the fruits of the Spirit. On the other side, if you're connected to things that aren't associated with that, if you're connected to we talked about last week, social media.
Yes.
If you're connected to overindulgence, if you're connected to watching bad movies, you know, mm-hmm. me and my wife watched a movie over the weekend, and we said, you know, this is one we would recommend to somebody. Because we would be embarrassed to say, oh, here's one that has bad language in it or some nudity or bad scenes. But we felt proud that, hey, we watched one that we can recommend mm-hmm. to other people. So what you're connected to and what you fill your time with also says a lot about what you're connected to.
Yes.
And is that connected to the Holy Spirit or is it not?
Right. Yeah.
He gives the quote, dishonoring your body dishonors God. And I know we just talked about a lot of the ways that you can honor God with your body. What are some things that today we maybe dishonor him with our body for?
I think how we spend our time caring too much about like worldly things that aren't serving him or honoring ourselves, I think are some examples. And also kind of like what you're saying, like who you're connected to and who you're around. Because if you're with someone who has bad influences or does not do honorable things or not connected to God, then that's going to, you know, sometimes influence us to kind of follow that path. So I think it's just finding what's the best area for us to be in.
My family's going to roll their eyes when they hear this quote from me because I say it a lot. And I quote this particular person a lot, but Winston Churchill, he's filled with great quotes. The guy was a wordsmith, but there's one that I love, and he says that we shape buildings, after that all else shapes us. Mm-hmm. Meaning we have the ability to build buildings, but everything that you associate with, what you fill your life with, that's going to have an influence on you.
Right.
So what you hang around is going to maybe dictate how you treat your own self. Mm-hmm. And that's not just with your body. I think that's with a myriad of different things.
Right.
I think that there's also some other areas we could get into that maybe aren't exactly associated, but he hinted at a little bit of this with the modesty conversation.
Yeah.
And you would know better than I, being a female, how those conversations usually go and how the classes are. You probably get absolutely sick of hearing the same thing over and over, don't you? What's the 5-second elevator speech on how those classes usually are geared?
Cover those shoulders and all of that jazz. But, you know, just don't cause anyone to, like, look at you badly or anything like that. And kind of like what you're saying, like, we're walking billboards of Christianity. So, of course, we want to present our best selves always. Get kind of old, but there's good lessons in it.
But that's not the only thing. And I knew you would know what those conversations were like. My wife rolls her eyes when she hears that same kind of thing. Because when you read the verse on being modest, it's talking about people who are adorned with fine jewels and showing their opulent wealth and that sort of thing. So you could apply this to how you carry over into other aspects. That's right. Not necessarily your body, but what you adorn your body with.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It applies to several different areas. For those of you joining us today, I hope you've enjoyed your time. It is a very frosty Sunday morning here. We hope that you stay safe on the roads. Yes. And until next time, I'm Alex.
I'm Sky.
And God bless you all.
Have a good week.
This is After Sunday.